not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Hello and welcome to the Consumer Choice Center cast. I'm your host, Yael Lasoski, Deputy Director here at the Consumer Choice Center, and we're discussing today the entire idea of media subsidies in various countries. And with me here is Frédéric Jolien. He is a spokesman for the No Bilag campaign in French-speaking Switzerland. Frédéric, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
So we're going to sort of try to understand the No Bilag campaign, what is really at stake here, and why this might be important for consumers of media, not just in Switzerland, but around the world. But to begin, can you tell us a little bit about what the Bilag and No Bilag campaigns are and really how this all came about?
Yeah, so Bilag is basically the name of the private business who is responsible to take over the tax in every household. So it's like the Confederation, the Swiss Confederation, give to this private firm the ability to tax people. So now, normally it say it's a royalty. So royalties is different than a tax because royalty is if you consume, you have to pay. But they transform it in 2015 as a tax. So how they do that basically is that if you have only internet and not only a television or radio, so if you have something in your house that you can have the radio or the television, you have to pay for it. So it's like transforming into tax because if you have something, and actually even if you don't have internet in 2021, every household will have to pay it. So it will change completely the history of these royalties into a tax.
So for a lot of our listeners, just so we can contextualize this is something like the TV tax that is used in the United Kingdom to fund BBC and CBC in Canada and the ORF here in Austria. But in Switzerland, you're saying that now it is going to be a compulsory fee that won't be charged household to household, but will actually be included in your tax bill at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually in France, they are talking about doing the same. In Italy, they put that in the electricity bill. So if you don't pay that, you will be cut off electricity, basically, because they've seen that a lot of people are not paying that. So they put in electricity. In the Nordic country, it's the public broadcast is basically paid by the taxpayer money. So by the taxes with everything else, like public schools and elsewhere. But in Switzerland, and a lot of Central Europe, German-speaking countries, is this kind of fees that every household have to pay. But it was generalized in really very few countries, only Germany and Switzerland, as I know, as now the obligation, and not only if you have a TV.
And for people who are media consumers in Switzerland, why does the No Bilag campaign believe that they're going to be better off if perhaps this tax is axed and people won't have to pay this obligatory tax?
So here in Switzerland, we have to pay 450 Swiss francs per year. So it's almost 420, 30 euro, something like that per year. So it's one of the most expensive fee in Europe. It's really expensive. People also are now less and less watching TV and radio. They are more interested about stuff on internet. There is plenty and plenty of offer and discussion directly on the news in any social media and different. There is a lot of way to have access to information right now. And even the newspaper are really old media that they passed two revolution of industry with the TV and radio. They are still here. They are still doing public services without any obligation to pay any sort of forces that are put into citizen to pay for it. They have to basically to pay if they want a newspaper or not.
And Swiss citizens are going to be asked upon this on the 4th of March in a direct democratic referendum. So what has been so far the kind of most, I guess, controversial statements of the No Bilek campaign that have gotten a lot of the counter campaigners very upset? I know that there was a poll that was released in February showing that 47% of Swiss were actually planning to vote in favor of axing the tax, and then in January it seems it's kind of swung the other way. So kind of what have been the main issues that have motivated voters and Swiss people on this particular issue?
So in one, the people were in favor of our initiative. We call this initiative. It's this particularity in Switzerland, and there is the same in U.S. It's like the only country where you have the ability in some states in U.S., but it had to have the ability to find and change the laws by the people. So the in favor, the people are in favor. They say we have no choice. You choose for us the amount of money that we have to pay, and you distribute that at 91% for just one broadcast with the national TV and radio. That's unfair because everyone has to pay the same amount, even if there is a lowered salary, even if there are many people in the household or just one. And it's absolutely not democratic or fair because everyone it's a compulsory. So it's one of the good arguments that we have in our side: expensive, not democratic, don't respect our property, and because we have, that's our money, and we have to choose for what we find is a good information or what is not. And in the counterpart, the people who are against our initiative, they say, you are disturbing all the media landscape. Basically, everything will turn off. All the TV and radio will not be able to survive in the same quality than right now because of the compulsory amount of money. So that's what they say. And the second stuff that they say, it's like it's a cultural identity. So the Swiss broadcast give to the people a certain culture, a Swiss culture, and they are afraid, basically, they are afraid that this will disappear, that the foreign broadcast will take over our media landscape, and that we'll be not able to cover all the regional information and cover all what's happening in our country.
And that's very important for a lot of listeners to note, is that, you know, Switzerland is a very unique a confederation, and that you have, you know, a large German-speaking population, a French-speaking population, the Roma-speaking population. This is something that for many other countries is not even a thought, much like France. So the idea is that if this initiative goes through and the tax is voted down, that somehow the public broadcasters not being able to disseminate this information in all the languages will completely break down the culture. So it seems as if there's a lot of this argument as well in Canada with the CBC and Radio-Canada, in that if we don't have the government funding this particular type of media, if the citizenry does not subsidize the media, then there's an entire element of our culture which will go away and be taken over, at least by the Americans on the Canadian side, and I guess by the French or the German media in Switzerland.
Yeah, they see basically that they think that the culture must be enforced, and that's something I find totally wrong. I mean, if the Swiss culture and the Swiss values could be disintegrated because we are not forced to pay for some broadcasts, it's question our culture basically. So they are afraid of that. They are afraid that Swiss culture maybe is too weak to get over. But what I say against that is we have a free market for newspaper in Switzerland. There is no subsidies. There is nothing. Like everyone, like even the French newspaper are sold here in a kiosk in Switzerland. And the French-speaking people in Switzerland are not jumping on the newspaper of France. Because why? Because they are interested about the regional news. And they buy for newspaper in Switzerland because they cover what they love, what they feel, what they valued, and it's not working. Like, they are fleeing from the regional newspaper because it's not high qualitative like it will be in the Figaro magazine in France, where they have a lot of subsidies and a lot of journalists, and they have their own they have more money. But even it's not enough for the Swiss people, because we are not valuing just that. We are valuing that's some news that covers what we feel it's better.
Sure. Not all Swiss people want to know exactly what's happening in the Parisian capital. They want to understand what's happening in their country. I have one question I want to ask. You know, what has been the sort of divide on the vote or support for the No Bilag movement amongst the various linguistic camps, both for French-speaking Switzerland and German-speaking Switzerland? Are you seeing that there are perhaps more supporters of your movement in the German-speaking world or less in the French world? How exactly is that playing out?
So, yeah, there is differences in the ideological politics in the different region. That was before the initiative. But here, on this specific subject, there was one thing that makes the minorities, I will say, like the French speaker and the Italian speaker, are more against the initiative. What we say in the polls right now is that because on these subsidies, we receive more money back from the subsidy from the tax than the Swiss German. So, for example, the Swiss German receive back 60% of what they pay. So, 40% of their money that they pay on through the tax goes to the French speaker and the Italian speaker. For which region? For reason. The reason is that in the law, it's written that every part of the country must have similar high quality TV to their disposal. It's not absolutely true. I mean, the Swiss German have some more money in their national TV, but still we have a good and high quality TV channel in by the Swiss French. I mean, they have a lot of money. Like, the highest beautiful building in Geneva is the national TV. Same in Zurich, and they are just swimming in money because it's like a lot, and there is this reason, like the minorities languages, they are afraid that they will not be able to have enough money to have a good quality of TV in our region.
And again, the popular initiative will be voted on the 4th of March 2018, so we're hopefully going to see a lot of news around that. And I guess for many of our listeners in countries that aren't Switzerland and around the world, where they might have public broadcasters, where they might have a sort of tax levy that you are fighting against, you know, why would a positive vote for this initiative, meaning the axing of the tax, why would this be significant for countries around the world, but mostly in Europe, where you see a lot of this?
I think it's really interesting for the international news, because right now we are in a period where everything is changing in the media landscape. So the TV are now putting their video on internet, and with their video they put an article. So basically they are writing articles that make them in competition with the newspaper. And the newspaper, they are doing video that they put also in internet with their articles. And before that, newspaper have their own channel. It was the writing articles on paper. The radio was hearing skills, like it was like listening. And the TV was to see, like images, pictures, and video. And now everything is changing. Like the newspaper have to change and pass to internet. TV has to pass to internet. And on internet, we have everything. We have the video. We have the we have writings. We can listen to podcasts. Everything is on it. So if you want to, you have to find your markets. And newspapers know that they have to change. They can, most of them, they cannot do only articles, but now they have to do only. So the competition is really different. And also the people are not buying a TV like before. Lots are working just with a computer. And it makes like these royalties were paid only because you have a TV at home is not possible anymore. Because we have on the internet. So there are a lot of governments are thinking about how can we do otherwise. And Switzerland have decided with Germany to tax even if you don't have a TV. In France, they are thinking about that. In Great Britain, the same. So It's a big discussion right now, and it's also a discussion about freedom, because TV and radio were publicly funded because they are up here during the 20th century, and the 20th century was a time of war. And radio, for example, in Switzerland, at the beginning it was private in 1911-12, and in 1914 the Swiss government say, okay, we take over all the private radio. Now it's a monopoly of the state, because we have to give the information to the population, and it will be used only for military purposes and from state purposes. And it stayed like this. And only in 1980, for most of the country in Western Europe, like France with Mitterrand, and Switzerland, it was 1983, after the pirate radios, they were absolutely illegal. They were publishing rock music and stuff that the people wanted. It's at this moment that the government stopped the monopoly of the private radio and TV in 1980. It's not like a long time ago, but they stay in this kind of, we have a massive national TV that have to cover our culture and stuff. But it's still like privilege.
Definitely. One chance. Well, thank you very much, Frédéric Jolien, for your perspective, and thanks for coming on the program.
You're welcome.
So that's Frédéric Jolien. He is a spokesman for the No Billag campaign in French-speaking Switzerland. We'll link to all of the campaign websites and social media networks so you can follow along and to see what the Swiss will decide on the 4th of March, 2018. This has been the Consumer Choice Center cast with Yael Osofsky.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.